Good morning. You listen to FloorDaily.net, and I'm Kemp Haar. This morning, my guest is Kip Hallett, the president of an organization that's just changed names. It used to be the HPVA, and now it's the DHA, which stands for Decorative Hardwood Association. Kip, how you doing?
I'm doing fine this morning. How are you?
I'm great. It's good to talk to you. A little background on you. You've been the head of this organization for, I think, 9 or 10 years, and it's a 97-year-old organization. And prior to that, your network blended with some other folks that were important in this business. You were with the Chlorine Chemistry Council, and that's where Werner Braun and Frank Hurd came from that ran the CRI several years ago.
Yes, sir. And before that, I was 20 years with Georgia Pacific.
Okay. Well, let's talk about HPVA and what it stood for and why you've changed your name. It was the Hardwood Plywood Veneer Association, and that name's pretty good because it talks about the three groups that are members. You've got the plywood folks, you've got the engineered hardwood people, and then you've got the veneer people. That's kind of who makes up the organization, right?
Right. The three manufacturing divisions are hardwood plywood, engineered wood flooring, and veneer, both rotary and sliced veneer. We never really, the HPVA doesn't really have engineered flooring in its name, and it focuses really more on the manufacturing side and more on the technical aspects of the product, and those are all still very important to us, but we never really were directed at promoting the products of the industry and supporting the marketing efforts of the industry. And so Decorative Hardwood Association makes it easier to have a home for hardwood plywood, engineered wood flooring, and veneer.
Okay. Another thing I noticed is that Don Finkel, the head of American OEM, and was a family member and instrumental in this whole category at Anderson, and then worked for Shaw before he went over and started American OEM. He's your chairman of the board, so I'm sure he was instrumental in leading the consensus, I guess, on this name change, right?
No, absolutely, and not only is he a respected and esteemed leader in the industry, he's had a long association with both the predecessor name HPVA going back 15 years ago when he was at Anderson,
yeah,
and then subsequently with Shaw. And as soon as American OEM was created and started business, he came back onto our board. And he'll actually be chairman for 2 terms because of some changes in others in our officer group that changes in their companies. We had a vacancy.
Well, he's a smart guy. He's Mensa. Most people know he's really smart. And your headquarters is up there in Sterling, Virginia, right?
We have a brand new headquarters. We were in Reston, Virginia for almost 40 years.
Yeah.
And we sold to Pulte Homes because of the new subway that came in near us. We built a brand new 15,000 square foot state-of-the-art facility right on the immediate west side of Dulles International Airport. We have same size, 5,000 square foot of office, but it's that new industrial open office look that showcases the products of our industry. Mm-hmm. But we expanded the laboratory testing facility from 6,000 to 10,000 square feet. Equipment all got upgraded, some new equipment, new test equipment. So we're primed for expansion on our technical services side.
So you have a lab. That's fantastic. What other trade organization has a lab? I'll tell you the answer, the Tau Council of North America. Very interesting. That actually gives you credence. I hope we have time at the end of this to talk a little bit about standards. But first, I want to talk about the recent news. I think the last time you and I talked was around this whole formaldehyde and its content. There's been some recent news on that. Tell us a little bit about that, if you would.
Well, the formaldehyde regulation out of EPA, which was a result of federal legislation that golly passed out of Congress and was signed by then President Obama 4 years ago or whatever, had a hard deadline for promulgation of the final regulation. You know, 1 year went by, 2 years went by, and they finally got published right before President Obama left office. And, of course, the first thing President Trump did was delay all regulations so that the new administration could evaluate them. And that resulted in a year's delay as he extended the deadlines. They got sued by the Sierra Club. They were egregiously delayed in getting those regulations out. And so the federal judge out in California agreed that they did not have the authority to go past the December 2017 deadline. But the problem is that this is now in March, and
yeah,
you've got this hiatus period.
Uh-huh.
So what the parties agreed, and the judge has now signed the compromise, and that is the regulations will take effect in June of this year. product that was made up until June, it was legally made, it can be shipped. Anything that has a California Air Resources Board formaldehyde emission stamp, that it's been certified to meet the California standards, which are identical to the federal standards, can bear the CARB stamp, is deemed compliant with TSCA starting on June 1, and in fact that overlap period for compliance is extended into March of 2019. So anybody who's CARB certified is legal up until March. Our laboratory is the first third-party certification agency recognized by EPA, so we're already issuing TSCA certifications. And you mentioned American OEM. They're one of the first ones to be TSCA certified in our group. But our hardwood plywood guys, States, Murphy, others are certified as well.
Okay.
So all those are listed on our website.
And TSCA is Toxic Substances Control Act.
Yes.
Now, let's move this last thing. I want to make sure we get to this. You know, I've been curious lately because there's been some debate about what is real hardwood. And there's actually a standard you were telling me earlier today. There's a standard for what qualifies as engineered hardwood. It's an ANSI standard, right?
Yes, the American National Standards Institute, HPVA, has been an ANSI standard-setting organization for over 50 years. We have a national standard, consensus standard, that's ANSI HPVA EF for engineered flooring. It's 2012, and it establishes the physical properties, requirements, testing that would be done to certify to the ANSI EF standard. It's going through a revision right now. We're required every 5 years to update and revise, and it's going through that process now. It incorporates for a lot of the structural properties that it meets the hardwood plywood standard and then has additional requirements that are specific to engineered wood flooring. So engineered flooring has both ANSI HPVA HP1 as well as the ANSI HPVA EF standards that provide very specific directions on how to make a quality engineered natural wood product.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, one of the things you were telling me about is it does have a lot of language around the core, because some people potentially make a core out of different materials. But one of the things I was disappointed in is it doesn't have a minimum thickness for the veneer layer. And they do that in Europe. And I guess you haven't seen the need, or maybe you couldn't get a consensus on that here in this country.
Well, the veneer thickness there, especially on the wear layer, there's been a lot of development of thin wear layer veneers that are impregnated with chemicals to make them more durable. There's been a growth in a demand for the thicker wear layers, both sliced as well as some new technology that allows you to rotary peel a rather thick wear layer veneer. And so that is the one aspect of the EF standard that differentiates it from the hardwood plywood standard, but it does require that the panel has to be balanced, which is a requirement in the HP1 standard as well. And it specifies that the inner core veneers in that balance, the number of plies and how they can be laid up. So while there's not necessarily a specific thickness and allows some variability, because obviously in both flooring but also in hardwood plywood, you know, most engineered flooring is 3/8 inch.
Right.
But in hardwood plywood, it'll go from 1/4 inch all the way up to 3/4 inch.
Well, that's all very interesting. I want to definitely point out that there are some standards, and it's great to catch up with you and find out about your name change and the latest news on the Formaldehyde Act. Again, been talking to Kip Howlett, the president of the Decorative Hardwood Association, and you've been listening to Kempar and Floridelli.net.